Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What do you think our chances are, guys?
Zero.
To none.
Oh, I can see something.
Can you?
He's a... Ooh.
Because they want to believe, man.
Hello, you're listening to Weird Tales of the Unexplainable. This is Bob Shoy, and with me is my delightful friend, Beef.
Oh, that's a nice intro. Hey, man, how's it going?
It's okay. So, we're sat in a car park in Beef's car.
Yeah.
Of the Tesco's supermarket in Aylesbury, Tring Road.
Yep. Weird place to come, isn't it?
You weren't expecting me to bring you here tonight.
No, I wasn't.
Well, tonight's episode's all about UFO sightings. First of all, what do you think about UFO sightings?
I would like to think that there's something in some of the stories.
Right.
A lot of it's waffle, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of it's crap.
Yeah, a lot of it is crap.
And it probably doesn't help that over here, anyway, it's probably the same in the States and around the world. Over here, when you see a story or hear a story, it's not from the most reputable news source in the world.
No.
And they're taking the piss. And they're, you know... I don't know.
There's a lot of stupid alien stories in the news. As you heard on last week's Weird News.
Yeah,
last episode's Weird News was all just...
Yeah.
Not nonsense of aliens, basically.
Alien turned my wife into a top of Chris.
Exactly.
You know, and but that, you know, there's a definite stigma, isn't there?
Yeah.
With this, and when I told Rachel what I was doing tonight, she kind of like smirked and she was like, oh, it's your free time. But so yeah, who knows? Maybe.
So you have already heard Tiss isn't with us tonight.
Yeah.
We're doing this one about Tiss. We do have a third host. He'll be joining us a bit later.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a bit of recording here.
Yeah,
and then we're going to drive on down to Buckingham Park and Watermead in Aylesbury also,
yeah,
where there was another reported sighting, and we're going to try and look for some aliens of our own.
Ooh.
But I thought we would start here. I love that enthusiasm. Ooh. Yeah, like, good. Ooh, I good, wonder what's going to happen there.
Hopefully we see something.
But for now, I've decided to start us here because there actually was a UFO sighting here.
Really?
Yeah.
It really, it doesn't strike me as the most likely place for people to see an alien. Unless it's like people on the graveyard shift.
Well, first of all, before I get into the alien sighting that was here, this year, 2018, as we record, there was a load of UFO sightings across Buckinghamshire.
Right, okay. I didn't know that.
Across Aylesbury, basically from here up to Bicester and everywhere in between.
Right, okay.
And one evening, there was a lot of UFO sightings.
I didn't know that. Are they all kind of the same kind of thing? The same, were the stories...
Yeah, they're all corroborating the same story.
Maybe.
So I'm going to pull up the news article that I got that talked about it. It was called The Blue Light.
Is it a blue light?
It's a blue light, yeah.
Was it like an ambulance light?
Well, no, this is an alien.
Okay,
well.
and
this is the reason I decided to do this episode in Aylesbury, somewhere local to us.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's been a few stories over the years, we'll go over some of them. And this was only this year. So wow. this is the story, and this is from the Express.
Okay.
Got another story from the Express later on in the show.
The Express, not too bad. The Express, is it? It's all right.
So in this news article, they specifically mention Buckingham, which is another nearby town.
Just up the road, isn't it?
But the sightings were across the whole of the county.
Yeah. Sorry for yawning, by the way. It sounds really rude. It's all right. You know, 1 year old and that.
So the headline is, UFO spotted in Buckingham and Oxfordshire as strange blue eyes travel across the night sky.
Ooh.
Blue eyes.
Eyes?
Mm. Strange blue lights moving through the night have been spotted by residents in Buckinghamshire and Oxfordshire as some onlookers describe seeing a UFO. And I've got some pictures here for you.
Okay, see? Ooh. That is weird, isn't it?
That's from two different people. They sent in their pictures, so that's two different people.
I thought that was the same, like the same source.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange.
So, late last night, this was April, I think, this year. April the 5th. Late last night, concerned residents expressed their disbelief on social media as they reported seeing an unusual light that looked like a pair of eyes. James Lidlington, who saw the bizarre occurrence from Prince's Risborough, told Express.co.uk, I first noticed them at around 11 p.m. They lasted around 2 minutes before dispersing. The lights were very large and shaped like a pair of eyes looking down at you. It moved across the sky. We only lost sight of it as it disappeared out of sight. It was very strange to see. I've never seen anything like it before. Sightings of the blue lights were seen across the county and were spotted by multiple people. The lights were also photographed by residents of Bicester in Oxfordshire. So if you carry on Bicester Road from here, you come straight to there, don't you?
Yep.
And then, like I said, other websites I looked on, they mention Aylesbury and other towns around this area. Mm.
It's very interesting that it's so. See, that's what interests me about UFOs is you do occasionally find a story like that, and I can't explain that. I can't explain those lights.
Well,
I'm not sure I could put the. I mean, I don't know.
I might have something that can explain it.
Oh, go on. I'm going to ruin it.
Well, this is...
I mean, they weren't the shape of
I only found this out today.
Uh-huh.
So I'd already planned to do the episode. I was well excited. We might see the blue light. We're recording in Aylesbury. It's been sighted this year. All this stuff. And then I read this news article.
Okay.
Today as I was doing a bit more research. And you can read this one if you like.
Yeah, I'll read it. You'll probably hear the disappointment in my... I mean, I'm not, like, completely sold, but it was not bad. It says... I'll be honest, it doesn't start very well. Oh, your phone... There we go. Yeah. Debunked. Strange blue glow in night sky was not a UFO.
It's pretty definitive in the title, isn't it?
Aw, that's a shame. The mystery of the strange blue glow seen moving across the skies over Oxfordshire... appears to have been solved, and it seems it was not down to aliens, despite a wave of rumours. Let's go. Lots of theories have been put forward, including light pollution, transport plane. However, a video emerges show the cause of the blue glow. It's going to be like...
Don't watch the video.
No, is it crap?
Well, it looks like... I'll tell you what the video is. It should explain it.
The CCTV video captures a train moving at speed at 9:15... PM with blue light shining from the roof towards the sky. It is not yet known where the video was shot. Oh, okay.
Right, so a train, basically.
Why?
And I thought, when I read that, I was like, well, that doesn't explain anything. Like, why has a train got a big blue light glowing from the roof? Now, I'm trying to find the comments. Here we go. The comments, this article, someone actually weighed in and said exactly what it was.
Okay.
So
it's helpful because
thanks to Chavster who commented with this bit of information. This is the Network Rail New Measurement Train, which, as the name suggests, carries out all sorts of measurements and tests to check the condition of the railway infrastructure. The light is part of the Plain Line Pattern Recognition, the PLPR system, which uses LIDAR technology in a very, very, very high-speed camera to automatically check for damaged or missing components in the track to a very high level of accuracy, and also surveys dynamic clearances to fix structures around the railway, hence the lights on the roof and below the soul bar. The data it collects is used to check the track for faults and plan maintenance work. And it goes on. But yeah, the whole blue light thing, it turns out, was this new equipment that was on this train, and it was glowing above and below the train. So when everyone saw it glowing in the night sky, because it's a new bit of technology, they're like, what is that? And it's just, yeah.
So that's I've never been more disappointed in my life.
That's the big disappointment for tonight. And I sort of planned this whole night on these blue lights.
Because they were seen here.
They were debunked.
Oh, that sucks.
But we're not giving up.
No. We'll give it another. We'll keep going.
Yeah.
I'm determined to see something. We might see something over Watermead.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's been other stories and sightings in Aylesbury.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've got one to tell you a bit later that happened in Buckingham Park.
Oh, yeah.
But also, like I said, we're in this car park in Aylesbury, Tesco's.
Yeah.
There was a sighting right here.
Really? In the car park?
Yeah. Okay. But before I tell that, throughout this episode, I've got a few recordings I did with listeners and friends about their personal UFO experiences. So a few episodes ago, you'll remember I went and investigated the Devil's Bridge with Rick. And on the way back from that experience in the car, I had a chat to him about UFOs, and he had a UFO experience of his own. So let's hear Rick's experience now.
Nice.
Hey, so before we go into this story with Rick, I'm just going to let you know that throughout this episode, as we have different stories from different people and we record in different places, there is going to be a sort of range of audio quality. So this this next clip with Rick was recorded in his car on the way home from the Devil's Bridge. So you've got obviously the noises of being in the car. Later on in the episode, there's a lot of wind because we were recording outside on a windy night. There's actually a massive storm later on that night. There's going to be a lot of wind blowing in the recorder to do with later. Not too much, but just letting you know that it's coming up. And then later on, right at the end of the episode, there is a few bits of like interference, electrical interference and stuff. But it's all fine. We've got a big variety of recordings and stuff on this episode. So just letting you know what to expect. Anyway, on to the story that Rick told.
So I'm basically sat in the car with Rick, who I did the Devil's Bridge episode with. We're on our way home, and he just dropped the bomb on me that when he was younger, he believes he saw a UFO. And I stopped him from telling me so I could get this on the recorder. So, Rick, you saw a UFO?
I did. What happened was I'd been out with my parents. I was about 8 years old at the time. It was during the day. Probably about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, driving back from the city of Watford, heading home to Hemel Hempstead. And I was just looking out the car window, just staring at the sky, looking at the clouds, and I saw what looked like three dots in the sky in the form of a triangle. Couldn't tell how high it was or anything like that, but it just sort of caught my eye because it looked a bit weird. I thought it was stars. And I saw them move very quickly, sort of zip off to the right and stop. And then zip down and stop, and then zip back left and stop. And I just remember saying to my parents, there's a UFO up there. And I'm going, where? And I was trying to point out, I was like, it's there. And none of them could spot it. But I could see it quite clearly because my eyes had focused on it.
Yeah.
And it just always stuck with me. And I don't know what it was. You know, like, as I said, I don't think it was some sort of alien intelligence. I don't claim to understand what it was. But to me, that was a flying object that was unidentified. So that's all I got for you.
Yeah. But you still remember that pretty vividly.
Yeah, it stands out to me. And to be honest, it's one of the things that fueled my interest in the strange and the paranormal. I've always had an interest, done a lot of reading up on it, but that is probably the incident that kicked it all off for me.
Mm.
And I don't believe that UFOs are aliens necessarily. I believe there might be some sort of rational explanation for these things. I like to do my research and I remain very sceptical on it. Like, I've got a lot of things to say about Dr. Stephen Greer, but yeah, not a fan. But it's an interesting field.
Mm. Alrighty, thank you. So yeah, thanks again to Rick. Another interesting story. We have a few more of those throughout the show. But now back to this mysterious Tesco's alien. Beef, I'll let you read this one again.
Oh man, I'm excited. I want to see it.
So this is way back in 2010.
Well, it's not too far ago.
So yeah, 8 years ago.
Okay, but it may come back. You know, Maybe like every 8 years it pops its head up. Is it an alien or a UFO?
UFO.
Okay.
Is this the last place on the planet I would expect to see a UFO?
So this is from the bucksherald.co.uk. Okay. So a nice local
paper. Our local paper, yeah. Bucks Herald.
Right, UFO spotted above Tesco's in Aylesbury. Shoppers at Tesco Tring Road in Aylesbury were left baffled yesterday, Wednesday. It's all happening on Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Evening when a fleet of UFOs flew over them. A local man who was in the car park at around 6 p.m. said several people stopped to watch the 20 to 30 foot long bright cylinder object which filled the sky.
So this is a whole fleet, mate.
Wow, that sounds...
This is big. This is a fleet.
That's some, like, Star Wars shit. Okay. He said they had a bright whitish light and there was no noise at all. There was over a dozen of them and they were flying in formation. They were 200 or 300 feet high. That's quite specific. There seemed to be no vehicle above the light. Chinese lanterns, which generally have an orange glow, sometimes mistaken for UFOs. The lanterns are likely to be especially prominent at the moment with this week seeing the celebration of Chinese New Year.
However, 8 years ago.
However, these were not orange and they seemed to be flying in formation, the man said, not straight up.
That seems like a lot of like extra information for them to be like, but it's not that.
Yeah, it's not that. But this is what it could have been. I didn't think it was a lantern or a balloon or anything like that. They were long and flying in a line. A lantern would go straight up, surely. I don't know what it was. It was just weird. I really don't know. Like, this sounds like he's getting pissed off with the report. He's like, come on, tell me more. I was like, I really don't know. I just saw something weird.
Unexplainable. That's the point.
Yeah. The spotting came after they released new files and UFO sightings. Included was a humming object the size of two passenger planes seen near some bloke's home in Folkestone on March 8th, 1997. Blah, blah, blah. If it's in formation, it's going to be some sort of military aircraft, isn't it?
So you don't think that was an alien that someone saw here?
I don't know. White glow, quite long... I don't know, it could be a plane, couldn't it?
What do you think? What were your thoughts on it?
I mean, it's the best I could get. After the blue light fell on its ass, I had to dig back 10 years to find something else.
Yeah. No, it's certainly weird. And they haven't... It's not been debunked, then.
Right, well, what we're going to do now is we're going to get in our separate cars, drive down to Buckingham Park, and we're going to meet Sean there.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a story of his own. Like I said, I've got a few more to play for out. There's another story from Buckingham Park that I'll tell you. So maybe by the end, after we've seen one of us for ourselves over at Watermead, we're going to be convinced.
Oh, I want to believe.
It's not a great start, I'll be honest.
No.
But it's going to go up.
Yeah.
I do, like you said, I want to believe.
I'm looking out my window now. I can't see anything, but I want to believe.
So me and Beef just pulled up at Buckingham Park.
Yeah,
we're the second leg of our journey tonight.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've met with Sean. Hi, Sean.
You all right? Hello.
And you may remember Sean. He's been on the... he did the Ouija board with me way back when, episode 36.
Halloween Campfire 2017.
Yeah, what episode number's that?
I don't know. 90-something.
I only remembered the Ouija episode.
90, I reckon 90.
Someone mentioned it to me earlier. We're at Buckingham Park in Aylesbury.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. It's... I come here all the time. This is where I come on the way home from work if I need milk.
I presumed it was. I was like, Beef will know this. Because when I've come to yours before, and I'd bring like snacks with me and stuff, I'd pulled in here to get some crisps and stuff. Yeah.
Get some expensive. Some things are a little bit more expensive than, you know.
But, you know, it's convenience, isn't it? Pay for the convenience.
Convenience store.
So we've pulled up here. It's called Buckingham Park. It's not really a park.
No. It's a housing estate.
It's a housing estate. So, you know, it doesn't seem like we're going to lay under the stars and look up at the sky. But, guys, there was some UFO sightings in Buckingham Park last year. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm going to pull up a news story here.
Let's hear about it.
You can hold that while I'm talking if you like.
Oh, man, I've got some responsibility.
ruling my car, by the way. It's nice and cosy.
You just put your glasses on like a 50-year-old man.
Yeah, my reading glasses. Like Homer Simpson nose. When he's reading the cereal box. Right, okay. So this was last January, 2017.
Okay.
Electrical power cuts out in homes after they were, quote, buzzed by a weird UFO.
What?
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to keep an open mind.
Homes reportedly lost electricity after multiple sightings of a UFO in a suburban town. The strange circular UFO is said to have hovered across the night sky with power cuts following the mysterious appearance, according to the Bucks Herald.
Weird. Well, right? The Bucks Herald, so, you know, proper newspaper.
And I'm reading this article from theexpress.co.uk. Yep.
Can I just make a point?
Yeah.
People might think we're dogging. It's getting
Maybe.
Really steamy.
It's getting really steamy. This is it's almost like a weird news episode with these.
Yeah.
Okay. We will go outside in a minute because it's getting warm in here.
So, okay, yeah, carry on. Okay.
One resident of Buckingham Park, Aylesbury, Buckinghamshire, said, "We were lying in bed with this extremely bright light when this extremely bright light lit up the room. We assumed it was a star because it was a clear night, but it was so bright." Now, I would never presume, if my bedroom
if it was a bright
up,
light, I wouldn't think it was a star. Well, yeah. Outside your window. In your garden.
Hurtling to earth. Then it slowly rose up and suddenly shot over the top of our house and you could hear an aircraft-like noise, but it was too fast to be a plane.
Really? Planes go about 600 miles an hour top speed, so, okay.
As it passed over, the power in our house dropped and came back. It really freaked us out. And then about 45 minutes later, we heard the same sound and the power dropped again, briefly, and came back. We took a picture, but didn't have time to do a video as it suddenly shot off. Another resident separately contacted the paper claiming to have seen the same event in the Watermead estate in North Aylesbury, just over the road.
Just over there, yeah.
So maybe we'll pop over there and see if we can see anything there.
Yeah, let's do it. Sit by the lake.
That's what I thought. We could sit there instead of here. The eyewitness said, "I was sat watching telly with the blinds closed, but one of them was sort of lit up, as if someone was shining a torch on it. I looked out and saw this really bright light, and then it suddenly shot across the top of the house, and as it did, all the lights went down and came back on." So very similar.
That's really weird.
"The lights went down a few more times in the next hour or two. I'm no conspiracy theorist, but it was really bizarre."
Yeah, that is. I'll give him that. That's a little bit odd.
Yeah, the lights going out isn't normal, is it?
No.
Express.co.uk sent the image to Scott Brando, who runs UFO hoax-busting website UFOofinterest.org. He believed it was just a picture of the planet Venus, which had been visible in our skies, and the power cuts might have been a coincidence. He said, quote, "I think it could be the planet Venus."
That's mental. That's mental, that, isn't it?
Yeah. In the garden.
So that's what happened here.
Okay.
Any videos of it or anything like that?
There's a picture of it. Like they said, they tried to get a photograph. So that's the picture they took in the sky.
Oh yeah, that is a bit odd. Yeah. It's got a big polo.
Yeah, it's exactly what it looks
just
like.
Just to kill the buzz, it does look like polo.
As with weird news, all these stories are going to be on the website afterwards. So that's what happened here. In Buckingham Park.
Okay. I had no idea that had... No. Yeah. I don't go on the Bucks Herald website or read the paper very often, but I didn't hear that. I did laugh when you told me this is where we were coming.
Yeah.
So, no idea.
So, for now, do you want to head over to Watermead and we can sit there and maybe look up at the sky while we continue our discussion?
Yeah, can do.
And then we can talk to Sean a bit, because Sean... Sure. You had a UFO experience of some sort, right?
Yeah, a couple of years back, yeah.
Wow.
So we'll talk about that a bit later as well.
Nice. Freaky.
Sounds good.
I also am heartbroken as well last year. I really thought I'd seen a UFO when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I watched a documentary about a month ago. It broke my heart because it wasn't a UFO. I found out what it was.
What was it?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay. Oh!
Keeping us on.
To be continued, guys.
Amazing.
Right, should we head to Watermead then?
Yeah. There you go. It's going to suck someone up. So I came to pick my prescription up earlier as well.
Yeah.
Just looking up at the skies, just wondering.
Yeah, I'll hold that. It's recording.
Okay. So we're on our way to Watermead, which is a really small drive across the road. A little bit of boring information might get cut out, but I'll say it anyway. Watermead is a man-made lake, which means that a man made it.
One man
on his own. He's knackered, absolutely knackered now. I always think, I think I told you years ago, Bob, right. Mortar Mead looks like Truman Show.
Yeah, it's very American looking.
It is. It looks like an American, like a small American town. There's a nice lake. There used to be like a ski resort there.
Did they?
Yeah, there's a dry ski slope.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Dry ski slope. But they...
And you thought I was going to cut this out.
Yeah, I know. Gold. Keep it in. This is what. This is Weird Tales Gold. Wowee. That's what the Panthers are downloading for. But yeah, so we're on the way.
And we're going to look up, because it's over a lake, I thought it might be a bit nicer for us to sit in a car park.
Yeah.
So we can talk about UFOs and look up at the night sky.
Yes, yeah, it sounds nice. Do you know what image came into my head when I was thinking about this?
What?
Wayne's World, when they're laying on the car bonnet in the airport. We're not going to do that.
No.
We'll find somewhere nice. It is a nice lake. I've come here for a run a few times.
Have you?
Yeah, it's quite nice. We're now parking in the car park. I hope no one takes my car.
You did lock it, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it locked itself after a bit, though. I think it's one of those cars that...
Yeah, a lot of cars will do that nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, this is getting cut. This is the worst content we've ever put out. Right.
Hey, this is Bob just jumping in. Before the episode continues at Watermead with me, Sean and Beef, I'm just going to insert another story, which I recorded with a listener way back in June 2017. Sean Green, who told me some ghost stories, and they were on Ghost Stories Volume 3. During that recording, he also told me a UFO experience that he had, and I held it back for now. So I'm going to play now a bit of a recording I did with listener Sean Green, not Sean who was with me and Beef, another Sean. So I'm going to insert that now, and then back to us three at Watermead.
I'm laying in my bed at night, looking out at the stars, and like just with all of my heart, I am just thinking, wow, these are so beautiful. Like, there's got to be something out there. I would love to see what's out there. And I'm just like, I don't know, just had this really strong emotion, this desire to know what was out there.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, out my window, I see this this thing drop from the sky and hover over this field that's just to the side of my house and behind my neighbor's home. And it's multicolored, and it's flashing all of these colors, and light is falling off of it and kind of dissipating before it falls too far from the object. And scares me so bad, I go from this feeling of just like awe and wonderment of the stars and wanting to see what's out there to absolute fear and just thinking in my head, please don't see me, please don't see me, please don't see me. And I swore for a long time that I had saw a UFO. Just wow. Weird on top of everything else. And I ran into my parents that time. I jumped out of bed, booked it into their room, and I was like, Mom, Dad, I saw something out my window. And they were dead asleep. Freaked them out. They told me that I was just seeing stuff and to go back to bed. But as an adult, I've listened to podcasts on all these weird things, and I've heard how other people have had these linked experiences with ghosts and aliens and different stuff. And with my experience of these things that felt physical, that I don't understand how they could be, so they must not have been.
Right.
It must have been something that, I mean, I, even though I was awake, I was perceiving something, or I don't know.
It makes me wonder, like the link between ghosts and aliens may not be so far as you think, because
things that people perceive possibly as ghosts or extraterrestrial or paranormal stuff could easily be, you know, other interdimensional beings that people say, or
or poltergeist.
Exactly. One could be the other.
Seeing something out my window, thinking it's a UFO, but it's really poltergeist.
Exactly. And vice versa. Yeah. You know, like the ghost you see in your house could well be an extraterrestrial being. You know, you just don't know.
Yeah. So that was pretty scary.
Yeah.
So as usual, I'm going to hold this in front. As usual, when we've come out to an outside recording, it's really windy tonight.
It is insane. It's the tail end of Hurricane, what's its name, isn't it?
Florence.
That's it.
Okay, this is a little bit better. For now, is it? All right, it'll do. It'll do. I guess if I'm doing this when I'm recording, I've done this before, and I'll just pass the recorder to other people when they're talking. So we're at Watermead Lake.
Yeah, well, at least we've got some clear sky. I was worried we weren't going to...
Well, I was worried it was going to be raining. At least it's not raining.
Yeah, I don't mind it's when you're like, well, it's cloudy, so we're not going to be able to see anything.
So the other day, I messaged Sean on Facebook.
Right.
And I said, are you free? Oh, I think I stand this way. Are you free next Thursday night?
Yeah.
He said, why? I said, UFO hunting with me and beef.
Yeah.
And it wasn't what you was expecting to get on a Thursday
standard
morning.
Standard Thursday. Spat his dinner all over the... Yes, I mean,
yeah. I normally do that on a Friday, but, you know.
Yeah, you had to make an exception this time around.
To change it.
Yeah.
So we're looking up at the sky. I mean, it's weird, isn't it? Because I feel like sometimes you look up at the sky and it's just stars, like twinkle.
Yeah.
Blanket of stars, as they say.
It's nothing tonight.
Tonight, I can't see a single star.
I think it's because it's so light here, though.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it is amazing. I sometimes forget to look up at the sky.
Yeah. And it's also, I know it is dark, but it's not, it's still early, isn't it? It's only quarter past eight.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
But I was walking home from the train station the other day after work.
Yeah.
And this is what got me thinking I should do this episode that I've had in the bag for a while. Because I was looking up, and you know, sometimes it happens, not very often, but you look up and you look at all the stars and you think, whoa.
Yeah.
It was that, and I was like, holy shit, it is mental when you look up at the sky.
Yeah.
But we can't see that like twinkling canopy tonight. But Sean, what are your thoughts on like UFO sighting stories that you hear people tell?
I don't know. I mean, I reckon like 70% of it's just bullshit, you know, like lies.
That's 100%.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I reckon maybe like 29% of it's just like misidentification.
Right, okay. Maybe. I think a lot of it as well. Yeah, you said misidentification.
Like, yeah, I mean,
I think people don't know what planes actually look like.
Yeah, I think this is what I was going to ask. How do you identify, you know, what is it? Because you think you know what a plane looks like. You're like, well,
I feel like I don't.
Flashing lights on the end of the planes.
I've seen flashing lights in the sky before and been like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's a UFO. And then I'm like, oh wait, no, it's a plane. It takes me ages to
realise.
You really
want it to be
a
UFO, though, don't you?
But
you can have access to an app now, can't you? You can download an app and it shows you what planes are going.
Oh, right.
And so you can, like, oh, that's the 816 Benidorm. From Luton to Benidorm.
It's not quite the UFO you want it to be.
It's very orange.
I've never seen a UFO though. I've never had a UFO sighting of my own, and I feel like I want one. I feel like that's an experience I want. Not even just a UFO, just something strange in the sky that I can't explain.
The closest I've come, and it's not, it wasn't, it wasn't a UFO because I can explain very easily what it was I guess because there's no pollution. When I was in Africa, it's really hard to explain, but if you see a cloud, it feels like it's there,
right?
Because it's so, there's just no air pollution at all, so you're just looking, and so it's so much clearer. And I must have seen hundreds of shooting stars. And it was beautiful, and it's sort of, but there are so many, and some of them don't look like shooting stars. They just and they're massive, absolutely ginormous.
Yeah, you can't really explain to someone in England what it's really like, is it? You know, like a clear sky, a real clear sky.
Yeah, it's,
you know, you've got to go,
because we don't really get it over here anymore, really. Do we? No. You'd have to go right in the sticks. To get to it, somewhere like Cumbria.
Someone like my mum's house. You've got company.
Yeah. I'd agree with it. I think I try not to be skeptical about UFOs, but there's so much bullshit out there.
In the early days of YouTube, apparently not anymore because it's all like vloggers now, but the most searched thing on YouTube was UFOs, like back in its early days.
Yeah.
So there's a massive interest, you know.
Well, it's because we're so fascinated by the sky, aren't we? We're so, it's the one thing that I feel like, you know, if you sit out on a nice crisp summer's evening, it just helps recenter you a bit. And it, I don't know, I always think a lot. It puts you in that kind of mood, doesn't it?
Well, like I say, like there's so often you just walk. I walk home quite late. My shift's quite late. I'm not walking home till like 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
And when I'm walking home from the train station 11 o'clock at night, it's really dark and I'm looking up. And that's when I started noticing the stars that made me think about, let's do this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when I get up in the mornings at like 5, it's the same. It's pitch black.
Yeah.
Beautiful skies.
Oh, I can see something.
Can you?
He's a plane though. Oh, by that cloud over there. That's a plane.
Yeah.
That, I mean, you can tell.
Is it though? Yeah, it's flashing
like,
yeah.
Yeah, you get, you normally get like a flashing red and a flashing.
Yeah, yeah, you can see.
It's like green. Is it green?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to use that. I can see something as the intro. To draw people in. Oh my God, they saw something.
When I was about eight, me and my mate made a UFO club.
Right.
We used to sit
That's really great.
We had a little
great
booklet and we filled it in about 2 weeks because anything we see in the sky was UFO. It was like,
right. That's not your UFO amazing story, is it?
No. Like 8 o'clock, so UFO, above Isle of Man, 11 o'clock, you know, it was.
Wow, that's cool.
And then after that,
I'd want to join that club.
It lasted about 3 weeks and then we made a chicken club and we just looked after honestly.
Chicken club?
We did. My mate had a chicken hood hen pen. We used to go down and just sit in there, you know.
Just look at the
We were like a chicken gang, honestly.
The chicken gang.
Did you have any clubs?
No one's left.
I had a club.
I don't know. That I made up with some friends.
Yeah,
and
I had a spy club. We used to spy on stuff that was going on in the playground and stuff.
That's awesome.
There was a girl that we liked at school, right?
Oh,
me
gosh.
And about six other lads, and we made a club where we didn't talk.
Are you going to name her?
No.
Fair enough.
You made a club where you what? Just talked about her?
Yeah, it's like.
In a good way, or?
But I was at primary school, so it wasn't dirty. It was just like, whoa, she's got nice pigtails.
Oh my God. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to insert another story.
Yeah.
So last night I spoke to listener Ben Horsewood from Grimsby, and he told me about his UFO experiences.
Nice.
So thanks again, Ben, for those. And I'm going to insert that right now. So I'm here with Ben, who is a listener who contacted me a little while ago to say that he had some UFO sighting stories, amongst other things of his own. So I got in contact with him to share his stories with me. So Ben, what is your UFO sighting story?
Yeah, okay. So one night, it was about seven or 8 years ago, still back in my college days, where, you know, you'd spend all night gaming and stuff. So this one night, me and my friend was out, like, well, up gaming and stuff, and my curtain was wide open. And my TV was just like below the window, and we both sat there playing a game. And all of a sudden, like, some flashing lights catch my eye in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like blue, red, green, and like all different colors. So like really fast. And I just looked up and I was like, whoa, what's that? So I turned to my mate and I'm like, can you see that? And he's like, yeah, yeah. So I switched the TV off to, like, you know, try and, like, see if I could see anything else, like, you know, get rid of the light reflecting in my eyes and stuff. And I couldn't see nothing. So I was like, okay, I'll try recording it. So I got my phone out and it was pitch black. You couldn't see. This was a while ago. So camera phones weren't that great at that time. So I was like, what the heck? And it was like sort of coming towards my, like, over my house, but it was still a bit away. And as it got closer, I thought, well, we'll be able to see it when it comes over. And then all of a sudden, it just shot the opposite way again. And then it got really far off into the distance and just stopped again and started slowly moving again.
So it was moving, but like suddenly stopping and like moving in a jerky manner.
Not even that. It was literally like, at first, I thought, oh, it could be a helicopter, like, far away coming over. It had that sort of same sort of flight pattern. It was coming over, and I thought, okay. But it was just the flashy colours that caught my attention at first. And it didn't stop or anything. It just literally darted the other way.
Oh,
it just
right,
literally,
okay.
As if it, like, instantly just turned off. And I was just like, okay, now that is something weird. So like me and him was just like both baffled. And then the next week, the same time, on the same day, it was a Saturday night, and it was like half two in the morning. Mm-hmm. The same thing, we saw the same thing again. Although this time it wasn't coming sort of over my house, it was going like away from my house. And it just like sort of, we sort of looked away to like grab something to record it with. And when we come back, it was just gone. Like there was nothing there. So we was just like, what? And like still to this day, I say to him, like, can you remember that? He's like, yeah, yeah. It was just there. Like I say, it was so weird. Like it was just like coming over as if it was a helicopter. And, you know, you could have said it was a helicopter, just like, I don't know. I'm not a helicopter or airplane expert, right? But then the way it just shot off, that was like sort of what was like, whoa, what was that then?
Yeah, yeah, that's really weird. And could you see, other than lights, could you see any sort of shape to it, or were the lights in any sort of shape in particular?
No. You see, that's what I turned my TV off to, you know, so I could try and like, you know, see like if there was any like shape or something like that. And like nothing, there was just literally bright lights, and that was what caught my attention at first. Like I said, they just constantly kept on flashing, no matter like wherever it went, you could just see it flashing, and then it just like zoomed off. Like I say, there was no like indication about it. There was no slowing down, there was no stopping. It just literally just went, and I was just like, whoa.
Yeah. And whereabouts in the country were you when you saw this?
Grimsby,
right, okay.
Yeah, so on the coast, like, and I used to live like near the docks,
right?
So you could like from my window, you could see quite a lot of like ships and, you know, cargo ships and all that lot coming in and out and stuff. But, yeah, and so like, I was used to seeing sort of lights and stuff, and they never caught my eyes or anything.
Yeah,
because like I was used to it, but then this like caught my eye. Because it was flashing all different colours and stuff, and I was just like, "Whoa!" And to be fair, it was reasonably bright, like lights. It wasn't like dim lights, so you know, like more people could have even seen it.
Yeah.
Other than, but yeah, it was very strange.
The interesting thing I'm hearing, a lot of people who have been talking to about this sort of thing, the descriptions they're saying, like the lights, obviously, whether they can see the shape or not, but it's the movement, it's the unnatural movement that I keep hearing about. Like it, like you said, it shot very quickly in one direction, or it, some people are saying it's moving in a way that a regular aircraft couldn't move at all.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like I say, if it was just the lights, I would have, I believe like in stuff like that, but like in UFOs and things like that. Mm-hmm. And if it was me, I'd have just been like, oh, it could have been a helicopter or a plane or something. I'm no expert on stuff like that. I don't know what flashes, what colour helicopters can flash nowadays.
Yeah.
So I would have just sort of brushed it off as nothing. But then, like, as soon as it shot across, I was just like, whoa. And that was, like, even my friend is quite a big gamer, so he was, like, playing the PlayStation or whatever, and he's, you know, as you would normally as teenagers do.
Yeah.
And even he sort of looked up and was like, whoa. Even in, like, he didn't say anything to me, but I could see in his face he was thinking, that's not right.
And you said you had another possible UFO ish sort of thing.
Yeah, well, this is the more like say that one was just sort of like we was just gazing and we couldn't see nothing, but this one's more of a like me and my other friend that was there, like, were quite freaked out about.
Mm-hmm.
So normally what we do is, because we're quite big fans, like, of the show and stuff like that, so we normally go off to, like, abandoned places, and or we'll go into the country lanes, or we're just in the middle of nowhere just to look up at the sky and, you know, stargaze and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a certain spot, I can't tell you really where it is, because I'm not too sure where it is myself, really. But it's just like about a mile or two outside of Grimsby anyway. And we travel there. We go there quite a lot because we know that it's like really good to stargaze and stuff like that. And we're there, and it's basically a crossroads, and there's big hedges all around. So you can't really see round the corners and stuff like that. And we're in the middle of these hedges. We're in the middle of the crossroads, and we park the car up because it's really quiet. There's no one ever there or anything like that. It's about 1 in the morning, And we're just like staring up at the sky and that, and we're both just talking and chatting and stuff. And like a bluey, like a white light with like a blue center in it just shines on the bush in front of us. And my instant reaction, it was literally like for probably like 1 second. And I turned to, I thought my friend was on the left, but he actually moved on the right. Mm-hmm. So I turned to my left to talk to him and he wasn't there. So instead of like just looking instantly back to my right, I sort of did a little, I don't know why, I just did a little twist around. Uh-huh. And as I turned around, this light that we seen was shining in the middle of the field. And it just sort of like went across the field as if like it was like a spotlight, someone shining a spotlight on the floor and then just moving it up. And then it went off. So then I turned to my friend. I was like, did you see that? He was like, yeah, what was that? So we were both a bit freaked out and we thought, right, we'll stay here for an hour and see if it happens again. Like we looked like behind the hedges and stuff like that to see if we could see anything like, yeah, I don't know, in the middle of like farmers' fields, if they've got any lights that come on now and again or something. And this, bearing in mind, this is like, there's no houses around. So it couldn't have been a torch because there's no, I don't think there's any torch powerful enough to shine that far on us without us seeing them. Mm-hmm. And so we was just like sat around for we stayed there for about an hour and we just couldn't figure out what it was. But the light that shined on the hedge in front of us, it must have shined from behind us, but our shadows wasn't in the light and neither was the car shadow.
Oh, okay.
So it was like the light had come from behind us, because we was facing where the light shined.
Yeah, yeah.
And we was like, and we thought if it was someone behind us, you would have seen the outline, like the car shadow and me and mine, his shadow, like reflecting onto the hedge. Mm-hmm. But there wasn't. And the distance from where we first see it to where I turn around and see it was a bit too far for someone to run. You couldn't have run in that time to where the light was shining when I see it.
Yeah, yeah.
So then we were just both like baffled. And like at the time, none of us like, we was a bit like confused. So my friend said to me, like, write what you've just seen on your phone and I'll write what I've just seen and we'll see if they both match up. And we both said the same thing. It was a white light, mm-hmm. with a blue like circle in the middle. And we was like, whoa. So we weren't like seeing things or like that. We both see the same thing.
I really like that that method of making sure you're not influencing each other. Like to write your own accounts.
I mean, to be fair, me and him, we do joke around a lot and we're always messing around and stuff. But when it comes to like stuff like that, when we go to like abandoned buildings and stuff like that, we're very serious about it. Because like, you know, we're both, he's sort of like in, I'm like on the fence with it all. And he's like, prove it and I'll believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, then we're both like both on the same wavelength of trying to find something to prove it. And, we just was like, at first we was like, it was you. And he was like, no, it was you. And we come to the conclusion it couldn't have been any of us because of the way the light was shining and stuff. And like say it was a clear night, so I was looking up in the sky. I was like, something come from the sky, I swear. But yeah, we both were sat there just thinking like while we're waiting there for an hour, we were both like, oh, it can't be this, it can't be that. So I don't think it was anything that we could explain.
No. So and you didn't see it didn't come back or anything. You didn't see anything else that night.
No, that unfortunately not. No, we was kind of hoping that something come back, so we had a rough idea. But even to this day, me and my friend are like, that's the, you know, the one thing that we can't really explain.
Yeah, yeah, that's
great. Is that so? Would have been nice to have caught something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks so much for sharing your stories with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
Thanks. See you later.
See you later. Bye bye.
Bye. Ben told me them stories literally last night. I recorded them on Skype with him. He also told me another interesting story, which I'll hold back for another episode because it's not UFO related.
Such a tease.
But him and his friend, they sometimes visit abandoned buildings in the dead of night and spooky locations, something they get up to. And I was like, yeah, I went in on that. If I'm ever up at Grimsby, I'm gonna join him, I reckon.
Really?
Yeah, that'd be fun. I didn't tell him that.
No.
But Ben, if I'm ever up in Grimsby, I'm going to join you on one of your excursions. Get ready.
Come tomorrow. So are we supposed to actually look to see if we can see anything?
Well, I thought if we're recording it somewhere that a UFO was spotted in the last year, we might see something.
So we're looking for a white polo-shaped... Oh, people are going to think we're doing something shifty, aren't they?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
We should just pretend we're doing something shifty.
It looks like we're dealing drugs.
How far...
So they saw the same thing in Watermead that they saw over in Buckingham Park.
Yeah, I guess it hovered over the sky. Because it's only there, isn't it? Yeah, it's them lights there. So...
Yeah. It's really weird, isn't it?
But that's not the only, like, Aylesbury story.
Is it not?
No, there's been a few accounts, which is why I thought, you know, Aylesbury's close to us.
Yeah, I have one. I've got no information on it, but I used to live in Hawkslade.
Right.
And I was just looking on this UFO app. I used to, I can't find it no more. I don't know where it's gone. I think I put it on Twitter.
The government took it down, mate.
Yeah.
UFO app.
Yeah, and it was like all... Do you know when the UK released all their, like, info on the UFOs? And
right.
It was, and I looked in, like, Aylesbury, and right outside my house there was these fields, and there was two spotted in the field, like 10 yards back, you know? Nice. It was really interesting. Right, okay. Literally, like, 100 metres outside my house.
Well, it's like... that one that we spoke about earlier, Beef, that was 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that was 10 years ago, that one, yeah.
I love that Sean's come prepared with an extra story. I'm not
really, I just prepared.
Oh, did you just remember right now?
Yeah, I put it on Twitter here.
Scrambling.
I think I tagged you guys in it.
I really want to see one now.
Well, if we saw one on the show, that would be amazing. We'll be up for the awards again. Oh, he's like, he teased us. It's not happening, guys.
Yeah, when I was younger, I was about 13, me and my mate used to, where I'm from, there's like literally nothing about it. If you want to get somewhere, you've got to walk. When you're like 13, you couldn't drive, so.
Yeah.
And we used to walk across this course from my village to the town. It was about an hour's walk, pitch black. And it was a really overcast night. And we just looked up, and then there was a perfect circle in the sky. And you could see all the stars through it. It was amazing, like maybe like the size of a football pitch.
Right.
Really?
It was really cool. And I was like, definitely a UFO. Can't be anything else.
That's
and
amazing.
About a few months ago, I was watching this like weird weather documentary, and they said it was just weird weather. That was like my UFO. Like,
you broke my heart then. I was getting so excited.
That was amazing, like, honestly, because it was the cloudiest, really cloudy night.
Wow.
There was no stars out.
But when they say
it was a perfect circle.
Weird weather, can you? I mean,
it was something to do with like heat coming in and like going up and bursting from the clouds. And it was like a perfect ring, and you could see all the stars through it. It like, it was amazing.
Well, maybe that's what that ring was, the polo that everyone saw above here.
Oh, yeah, but that sounds too bright. Was it bright?
No, it's just like there was no cloud. It was just open.
Oh.
If you know what I mean? It was really weird.
So it could have been like an invisibility
cloak.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking at the time. I was like, it's definitely UFO. I was trying to tell my mate, but he was having none of it, you know.
Well, the other thing that everyone thinks UFOs are is like government testing, isn't it? Spacecraft that we don't know. But do we get much of that in the UK? Have we got like
is
secret
this why
government?
We don't get many, we don't see many UFOs over here because we
it's
don't
all the
have
American
any.
Government.
Where's is it? Is it in Russia, the European Space Agency, isn't it?
I don't know.
That's right. We've only had a few astronauts, haven't we?
Yeah.
Ever.
Tim Peake, a few years ago.
Can you see anything yet?
No.
You don't know?
Can I? Can you see anything?
There's one.
Whoa!
Write that down.
There's something weird that I witnessed in the sky.
Go on then.
Probably said it on another episode though.
Oh, maybe. It's not about the time you nearly drowned when you're in kayaking.
Oh, God, no, I've not mentioned that before. Not mentioned that for about 10 episodes. Did I tell you about the storm clouds that were there and then they weren't there? Did I tell you about that?
I don't remember
Rack your brains.
I don't remember.
It's an Africa story, so it might have been in there somewhere. That's what I'm thinking.
African story.
But
it's not about that man who you saw who was going to Maputo, was
no,
it?
No, not the man from Maputo. No. I'll talk about that on another episode.
Saving that one.
I'm going to sit on that. That's a golden story. So we were out in the bush, and like I say, there's no air pollution, so it is the clearest I've ever seen the sky. I've never seen it before like that. It's like I'd never seen the sky before. It was unbelievable. And you could see every detail. You could see the other side of the galaxy, and it was amazing.
The other side of the galaxy.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Wow.
And
Yeah, and then we were in the middle of nowhere, and the truck we were in had broken down, and all of a sudden there was this absolutely ginormous rain cloud. It was like a storm cloud. I feel like the thunder was so loud I could feel it under the ground. Oh man, this is gonna really suck. So we were like, right, we better get some of this equipment in because it's gonna absolutely chuck it down. And we had like cables on the floor and just things all over the place. We were just like, let's get everything back on the truck and just sit in the truck. And by the time I'd got, I don't know, a few wires and a generator onto the back of this truck, this cloud had completely disappeared. And we're talking big black bastard cloud, you know, the ones that you look at and you're like, man, that is an angry cloud. And it completely disappeared.
That makes me feel
honestly, it must have been like 2 minutes or so that I'd put something on the truck and it's, oh,
maybe that was a UFO. Okay. Maybe UFO can look like a cloud to us.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it was Mufasa, because when he comes to talk to Simba, he just disappears.
It was Mufasa coming to talk to us. We were in Africa as well.
Yeah, you got the back of his head, you couldn't hear anything. Oh, he looks angry.
Mufasa hitting.
Oh, yes. We've been really letting him down with the puns on Weird Tales for a while, so we're back.
Yeah, we ran out after like 10 episodes.
Oh, yeah, there's not a lot you can do with them.
Then you also look up, and sometimes, like, the cloud that just went over us was ginormous.
Yeah.
It's not there anymore. So does that just happen? Do clouds just go?
I mean, I don't know anything about clouds.
I should have...
Yeah, it is windy. You got a good point. Like, cows do get blown by the wind.
Blew the wind away, yeah. Blew the cloud away.
So let's go for a little bit of a walk around this lake.
Yeah.
See if we can see anything. And then when we don't, we'll talk to Sean about his experience.
Sounds good. All right. We might see some doggers.
Yes, maybe. So we've walked around to the other side of the lake.
Yeah.
We're looking out over it. The wind's died down. Beautiful. The sky isn't very clear. But it's a lovely night. It's not too cold.
Yeah, it's very nice.
So we'll give it a bit. What do you think our chances are, guys?
Zero. Seem to none.
I really want to see one.
Well, I hope everyone appreciates the atmosphere.
We're doing our best, guys.
Before we came out, what were you thinking, Beefy? Were you thinking we're going to see it?
way over here?
See it.
One UFO.
When you're at work today. You work today?
Yeah.
There's only one. When you're at work today, were you thinking, "Oh, I'm well up for it tonight. We're gonna see one."
I was excited, yeah, because I get a lot of time at work to just sit and think, be alone with my thoughts. And I was almost praying. I was like, I really want to see one.
Yeah,
I've never seen one, and you know, I always like to have an open mind on the show. Sometimes
the way you say that is like you definitely believe that there are UFOs, like that. I've never seen one before. Like, it's not even like I'll find out if they're real. It's like they're there. I just haven't seen one.
No, I don't know. I think there's enough evidence that we've seen that's maybe less sceptical.
Yeah, definitely.
What's it? The triangle. What was that called? The lights, and it was like a big triangle in the sky.
The lights were the Phoenix Lights.
Phoenix Nights. That's it. I thought that was weird.
That's definitely.
And there's enough out there, and there's basically enough phenomena that is intriguing. So I'm not saying I believe in them. I think it's depends what you're looking for and what they look like. I think the problem is with this subject is you get enough people like Tough Chris Man looking for moon men.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And they're like, oh, they took me and raped me and then I don't know, said something about our planet and that they're not going to destroy it because it's... And you're like, no, you didn't.
It's too cartoony,
you never.
Isn't it? Yeah. The way they talk about it is way too cartoony.
Yeah, it's too... Yeah,
they called them moon men for a start.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I don't know, I was thinking, yeah, just happy to see one because they're not scary, are they?
I'd be happy to see one. Such a weird way to explain
two would be
seeing a UFO, though. I was thinking about that thing. I'd be happy to see one.
Yeah.
Well, Sean, seeing as I sat here and the wind's died down a little bit, do you want to grace us with your tale?
Yeah, sure. I was driving home driving back to the unit where we drop our vans off at night before we come home, and where my unit is like a, it's an old American airbase, like right. military airbase, so it's perfect place to see a UFO, you know. It's like bunkers and it's a really cool place. But yeah, and it was like December time, and it was like maybe half five at night, so it's pitch black, you know, right. in winter. And it was really a horrible stormy night, like windy as hell, like rain just pounding down. And I got into my unit, and it's like 6 miles at the other end of the airbase. There's no one up there except us. Really, really dark up there. And I put the van away, and I got my car out of the unit to drive home. And there was flashes, like all around the sky, but like more like lights, not like lightning, more like an actual light.
Right.
But there was nothing in the sky that night, you know. There is like a glider place in Bicester, you know.
I know what you mean, yeah.
And they couldn't have been out because it was horrible. It was like a storm, you know. You just couldn't be up there. And like, it was just so surreal. Like, I mean, hundreds of flashing lights all around, like full circle. But it was pitch black, but these dots were everywhere. It was honestly so surreal.
So when you say everywhere, like, roughly how many are we talking?
I mean, like, in a space of a minute, maybe 100 flashes.
Wow. Yeah.
It was crazy.
How far away were they? Were they sort of...
Oh, it was really hard to tell. Like, if you were to put your sort of hand in the sky, like, you know, hold your hand up.
Yeah.
Length of your hand, there would be a flash, you know.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh.
And everywhere. It was amazing.
That's really surreal. And were you with anyone else?
No, I was on my own. Classic.
Oh, of course he was.
But anyways, a few days later, I was still thinking about it, and I googled any UFO sightings over Oxfordshire, and then someone else did see it. Someone just said, "Oh, I've seen crazy lights over Bicester area."
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it's close to Bicester. It's like a few miles away from Bicester. But yeah, who knows?
That is really...
Honestly, it was really cool.
Because what's cool about that story is, as well, it's not like there were some lights and they moved funny, and you're thinking, when people tell that, well, that could just be a plane that they misviewed or whatever.
Yeah, they were too close together to be
mistaken. But
you know,
if it's,
I mean,
like all these flashes like happening a lot, I don't know what that could be.
You could say lightning, but I've never seen lightning like that, you know what I mean? It was like dots, you know, dots everywhere.
What was it? Were they flashing like
completely random?
That's really weird.
Yeah, it was. I stayed there for about 10 minutes as well watching it, because I really was like,
it went on for like a prolonged
amount
of time.
It was pitch black though, so you know, no hope of recording it. Like, it was windy and rainy. I was like, no one's gonna be like helicopters couldn't be out there. You know, it was too many of them for a start. There's hundreds of them.
Yeah.
You know, it was...
Wow.
It's very... Not strange. Saying it is UFOs, like, but I ain't got a clue.
But
what it was, you know,
it's
unexplainable.
It is,
you know,
a UFO because you couldn't explain what it is.
It's an unexplained flying object, isn't that what it is?
I mean,
unidentified flying object.
Probably just like a weird weather sort of.
Weird
behavior,
weather,
you know what I mean?
For it to be dots is kind of odd.
Yeah, there was... Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Mm. Which, that's the strangest thing you've ever seen?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. Yeah.
What about all these UFOs tonight?
It's not the best night to see them, is it?
No.
It's very, very cloudy. It's not very clear.
Nothing in water means for an alien, is there, really?
I think maybe... Well, your story about the circle in the cloud...
Yeah.
Well, you know, if maybe we would still see them if it was clear. I don't know.
Oh, there we go.
I don't know. What's that one in between trees over there? It's like a...
What's that?
Of like tree cleaver.
Some people are deluded though. They'll see anything.
Yeah,
it's,
I
like,
know.
It's UFO. It can't be anything else.
Well, if you, like you say, if you go on YouTube, if you type UFO sighting, the stuff that people is claiming UFOs. For this episode, I've stuck to all local stuff. It's stuff in and around Aylesbury. So that's why I'm hoping we might see something. If other people have seen something here, we might. I mean, in the last 10 years...
Just be hopeful.
There was one in 2010. Jeez. One last year, one this year.
Yeah.
They're the three I found.
But you are right. I think that's why it sullies this as like a habit. Because
it's a habit.
You could see the... Yeah, you could see that one in the tree.
So we can see a light the other side of the...
I mean, it's clearly a street light of some sort, isn't it?
But any
people
light
would say that he's definitely an alien. Or just do a different colour.
Because they want to believe, man.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast ages ago, and they were talking about Bigfoot.
Right.
And there was these kids...
There was these
kids in like an American sort of summer camp.
Yeah.
And they snuck out at night to go and swim in like the local like swimming pool. like an open one.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said, like, they were all messing around in the pool, and the next minute they said in the tree there was someone screaming at them, and then they were running down the tree. But the guys on the podcast were like, well, it has to be a Bigfoot. Like, it can't be a man. Why would a man be up a tree shouting at kids? You know what I mean?
Well,
people are just,
yeah,
people are just,
they like, want deluded, aren't they? They want to believe.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's fun. It's like when you go anywhere that someone says is haunted. Even if you don't believe in ghosts, if you're walking through it, you start getting like, oh, yeah, and yeah, any little noise that the house normally makes. But when you're in that mindset, you're like, oh, that was a ghost, that yeah. creaking on the thing, that was a ghost walking that thing. But it's not, is it? It's your house making the noises.
It's a lot to do with it. I mean, if I'd have heard a story that through those trees over there, there's like a girl that appears.
You'd be looking over there and your brain would be thinking yeah. the outline of a girl.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Or Loch Ness in there, Watermead.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's interesting what the human brain's capable of.
Yeah.
Also, something about being, you know, being somewhere where you're unfamiliar, your brain starts playing tricks, doesn't it?
Maybe I should go UFO hunting again, but next time I visit my mum's.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be clear sky,
yeah, and nothing around. You're not near any airports or
yeah. I'll have to go on them a couple of days a year where it doesn't rain.
The problem with us as well, not us people, but where we are, is that we're so close to lots of RAF bases.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're in the centre of like Heathrow, Gatwick, Stansted, Luton's not far away. There's loads of opportunities. It's very busy airspace.
Yeah.
So much so that whenever there's a flyover in London, that comes over our house. So really? We get loads of stuff around. So I can't even see any planes though.
No. Oh well.
Never mind. We tried.
No UFOs tonight. We gave it a fair shot though. Yeah.
We tried.
Thanks for joining me on this excursion, guys.
No problem.
Yeah. Right. Well, we're going to wander back around the other side of the lake to our cars.
No, I don't really. No, because I don't believe. Aliens exist.
You don't believe aliens exist?
I don't know.
Beef. What have you not learned anything from the show?
Well, they might exist. I don't know. Oh, he's still recording.
Well, yeah, Mel, you've got that bombshell. I just scrambled to get it back on again.
It depends what you mean by alien and in what
like
context.
Life in the universe is bound to be.
Well, yeah, I suppose, and that is alien. Yeah. But in my head, I'm thinking of Roger the Alien from America, like an actual walking, talking alien. It's doubtful.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to talk English.
Yeah, they might be ever so slightly different.
Here we are in the car park, parting ways.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Sean.
Yeah, no worries.
Appreciate it.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks for coming along.
Yeah.
And we didn't say anything.
No.
But we're not going to give up.
Wow.
We're not going to give up. Not we're going to give up tonight.
Give up.
We're not going to give up in life.
I'll
keep watching the skies.
We'll go to a different place. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Sean, see you later. Yeah,
take it easy.
Thanks a lot, man.
Take care, mate.
See you later, dude.
I'll see you whenever. See
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Just give me a shout whenever.
Yeah.
All right.
We can always rely on you as like a backup for something to do Ouija boards or look for aliens.
Right, take it easy.
See you later, man.
See you later.
Bye.
So Sean's gone.
Yeah.
Me and Beef are back in the car.
Yeah.
At Watermead.
Yeah.
Watermead. What are your final thoughts of the night?
I'm disappointed. I was really up for seeing one. As I said earlier, I was really up for seeing one.
I would be happy to see one.
And I don't know. I find it exciting, you know, being out and it's dark and, you know. So maybe we should keep doing it. Do a few more of these and go to some other hot spots.
Yeah, I'd like to go to somewhere that's a real hotspot.
Yeah, like a airport or something.
Before I came out, it's very last minute, so we might not have got anything. I did ask on the social media accounts if anyone else had any stories of their own. I'm just remembering this as we sit here. And Hassan Smith on Twitter messaged me.
Yeah,
he said, I saw something once. I was walking home from Dunkin' Donuts. Something was in the sky and it caught my eye. I couldn't tell what it was. I was just staring as I was walking, and then out of nowhere it just shot off, leaving a stream of light. My only problem was that I didn't have my contacts in, so I couldn't really see what I was looking at. But when it shot off, I was like, what the fuck. So just a little something.
Yeah.
He said he's never shared that with anyone else before.
See, well, thanks for sharing it, Hassan. I mean, I'd like to have an experience like that, because it's just a glimmer, isn't it? It's something.
Yeah.
I've
never seen anything unexplained in the sky that I didn't, after 5 minutes, think, oh, it's just a plane.
Just a plane. Yeah. I mean, even when, you know, often we've gone camping in Somerset.
Yeah.
In the southwest of England, and it's... right there they have a very big RAF base, and they normally have testing going on around there, and then so I've seen a few things and you're like, well, that's a bit odd, but I'm very aware there's an RAF base there, so
yeah, that's something. The problem when you're around a base. On Facebook as well, Oliver Winchester said that one time when he was cycling, him and his friends saw something that he couldn't explain in the woods when they're cycling through the woods. So, yeah, like, there are people out there who are contacting us saying they've seen stuff they can't explain.
Yeah.
And I have a really interesting story from Lauren still to come. I'm going to put that at the end because we do talk for quite a while. So that, yeah. I'm going to leave the outro for that because we do go way off topic and start talking about the X-Files. Just spoilers classic. For the end. But I'm going to leave it all in because it's a really good chat about UFOs and aliens in general.
Awesome.
So we're going to end with that. But we should probably start wrapping up.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thanks again to Sean. Thanks to Rick, who shared his story. Thanks to Hassan and Oliver, who messaged in. Thanks to Ben Horsewood, who you heard earlier. In fact, I'm going to say Ben, listener of the week.
Listener of the week.
Listener of the week.
Thanks a lot. And like I said, I'm going to come up to Grimsby sometime and go look in abandoned buildings with you.
Amazing. I might.
So thanks to all you lot and everyone else and everyone listening and everyone who sends us stuff that didn't get used. We all really appreciate you sending your stories. And if you do want to send your stories, you can do so at unexplainableuk@mail.com. That's the email address.
Sorry.
And you can also go on weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.com. Where you can find links to our Twitters, Facebooks, the merch store. You can contact us through there. You can donate through there. It's all on there. Just go on there. And there's a page. And all the news stories I mentioned are going to be on that page on the website as well.
Yeah, as always.
So I think we're done.
Yeah, I just want to thank everyone for listening, as always. It's so lovely. You know, we've not been putting regular material out through no fault of anyone. It's just not been as easy.
Well, this is due to go up the first week of October, I think.
Okay, yeah.
And by the time I've edited all together. And the last week of October, we're going to be in Bristol.
Oh, yeah.
Or like the second to last week or something, near the end of October. Me and Beef are visiting Tiss in Bristol for the weekend. So anyone from Bristol, let us know.
Yeah.
Message us and we'll try and meet up or something.
We'll have a drink.
But regardless, we're going to record a few episodes while we're over there.
Mm.
And then once we get back, we should have a few... hopefully a couple of months of like regular episodes.
Yeah.
And then from the start of next year we'll be regular, like clockwork again. That's what we're really hoping to do.
That's our plan.
It's been a bit of a tumultuous year for us.
Yeah, I miss it. I do miss
it. But we all do miss it. Yeah, we don't want to like knock it on the head. No. We want to keep doing it.
And we do thank you for downloading when they crop up, you know.
Yeah.
Few and far between. We do still love you and we miss you.
I love the loyalty, because when these new episodes goes up, they're still getting downloaded by everyone. It's great.
Amazing. It's really great. Thanks for sticking with us.
So that's massively appreciated. Like I said, after we finished talking, there's a conversation I had with Lauren. So let's have that now.
Right.
And from Beef, see you later, I guess, because you're not going to be on the rest of this episode.
No, I'm not. No. So see you later, guys. Yeah. Speak soon.
Keep watching the skies.
Yeah.
Now over to me and Lauren and the end of the episode. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye. Do you think Macarena in the background would take away some of the extraterrestrial vibes of the story then?
Potentially. Yeah. Hopefully my car will be quite quiet.
Okay, so I'll be interjecting in the middle of our future UFO sightings episode at some point. And I'm actually at the wedding of a friend. I'm at the wedding of Charlie, who you may remember from our sanity discussion episode.
And the best ghost story.
The best ghost story ever. We still haven't done a ghost stories episode since then. It's a tough act to follow.
I was just about to say, it's because ours was so good.
It's because we're doing this UFO sightings one, which is like a spin on the ghost stories one. So I'm with Lauren, who you may remember from the unexplainable discussion episode. So two previous guests. Yeah, so at Charlie's wedding, we've snuck off to the car. Because Lauren dropped the bomb on me a little while ago that she once had a UFO sighting. And I said, don't tell me. Wait till I got the recorder. So I brought the recorder to the wedding with me, knowing that I could pin Lauren down and she could tell me about the UFO sighting.
Okay. I'm going to start.
Yeah, go for it.
Right. So, a very long time ago, well, it would have been about 20 years ago now, I was only about 8-ish.
Mm-hmm. You've given away your age there.
Oh, I know. Yeah, but I'm not embarrassed about that, so. We were, long story short, can't be bothered to go into the conversation as to why we were driving somewhere at 5 a.m. in the morning, but me and my family were all driving down. It was like an A road, and it was around Hemel Hempstead Way.
Okay.
No, actually, I think it was Burko, thinking about it now.
Well, kind of close to each other.
Yeah, no, actually, I'm pretty sure, thinking about it now, it was definitely Burko. Maybe it was Burko and we were driving back to Hemel Hempstead.
The interesting thing about that is the roads between Burke Hempstead and Hemel Hempstead are where me and Rick recently were for the Devil's Bridge and all the weird phenomena that happened around there.
Interesting. Yeah, because I can't remember like exactly where it was, but we were in somewhere in Burko and we were driving back towards Hemel Hempstead because I lived in Bovingdon at the time. Anyway, right, so we're driving back. There's two cars because there's about 10 of us.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like me, my cousins, I've got my aunties, my uncles, my parents weren't there. And we're driving down this, all I can assume was an A road in the top of my head. And we see two sort of, you know, like when you know something's a triangle shape?
Yes.
It's only got like lights on it to indicate it's triangular, right. But you know it is. So we saw two of them going back and forth over in the sky. So my uncle pulled over and we all got out of the cars. So
everyone saw it?
Everyone saw it. All of us
saw it. Great.
And this is why I had to corroborate the story with my sister to make sure that I wasn't just making it up in my head. It wasn't like a wild dream. So my uncle pulled over. So the other car pulled over as well. So everyone got out of the cars. So it was a kind of like I said, it must have been about 5-6ish in the morning. So there was like no cars on the road. And it was that kind of, it was fairly sunny. And it was kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. It was literally like, it looked like two triangles and they were going back and forth and they were like almost facing each other at some points, almost like not flying at each other, but going at each other, completely turning round like 180. Like that. Not like a big fucking swoop.
Yeah,
it was like
they just like a spin.
Literally, yeah. Like imagine going around like a mini roundabout.
Yeah,
a bit like that. And they were just changing directions. And they were just going all over it, and we must have watched them for ages because we were all like, "What the hell is this?" And I remember being like pretty scared, obviously, because I was fairly young. But like my uncle was like well into it, and we just watched them for ages, and they just literally kept flying back and forth, back and forth. I mean, like not even on a big space, obviously. I know the sky is very
big. Are you
big,
the youngest one there?
No, I think it was my little sister who probably would have been the youngest, because she would have been about 6 or 7.
Was she scared?
Not that I can remember, no.
Were you scared?
No, I was more interested, actually.
Yeah.
It was more that I was interested. When I spoke to her about it recently, she wasn't scared. She was just like, yeah, it's really weird, wasn't it? I was like, yeah, it was really weird. So I don't know what it was. And if... I mean, I'm not saying it's like aliens, but...
That is really weird, though.
Definitely UFO. Because obviously you don't know what it is.
Did when you spoke to your sister about it recently, did you say, do you remember when we saw them UFOs?
No, do you know what? I can't remember. I almost think maybe she mentioned it to me. Randomly. Right. Like we were talking about something.
Yeah.
And she was like, do you remember that time we saw that stuff in the sky? I'm sure that's what happened.
That's what I was wondering. If anyone just said, oh, do you remember the UFOs? Yeah, I remember the UFOs. Like, you'd all just accepted that you saw UFOs. Yeah. And she was like, that stuff in the sky.
I'm sure we were either watching something or talking about something.
Yeah.
And she said to me, do you remember that time we saw that stuff in the sky, in the car? Because we were with our Uncle Carl. And she was like, when we were with Uncle Carl. And I was like, yes. And then I said, actually, because I was going to speak to Bob with his pod and everything, because she knows about it. And she mentioned, I'm pretty sure it was actually her who mentioned it to me. And that was only like probably about a month or two ago.
So it was... Was it a light on each point?
Yeah. But you could see that it was a triangle. Because it was light enough. It was light enough to see the lights.
Oh, you could actually see more than the light.
Yeah.
Oh, so what... So just like a dark...
Like a grey. I know that's so standard. But like...
No, it's great.
But like a... not like a dark grey.
You couldn't see any patterning on it?
No, definitely not. It was literally just sort of like grey triangles with lights on each point.
What colour were the lights?
Yeah, in my head I want to say like just white. Not white, yeah, but you know, just like light colour. Like, but I can't remember exactly.
The interesting thing to me about it is like you're saying this irregular movement.
Yeah,
where they're like
yeah.
crossing each other and then spinning and then coming back.
Yeah.
How long did that go on for?
I mean, it was a long time ago, but we definitely watched it for enough amount of time that my uncle was a bit more like, right, well, we really should probably go.
Yeah.
Because we were stood there. I mean, it could have been anywhere from 10 minutes to 30 minutes that we stood there watching it.
And I know you're young at the time, so you probably don't have the greatest memory, but when everyone got back in the car and you're driving on, was everyone just like, it's a fucking alien?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? Because yeah, I can't imagine so. Just like, oh, well, anyway, what were we talking about before? Like,
yeah, like, I can't remember specifically, but I think knowing what my family are like, that definitely would have been the conversation.
So they're, do you think that one I'm over, they believe us?
Yeah, maybe.
Are you a believer in UFOs then? You think?
Oh, I don't know. I've made up reasons in my head for why that must have been. I don't know.
Are you a believer in alien life, the idea of extraterrestrial life?
I believe it would be stupid to think there wasn't any aliens.
Yeah, that's the logical thing.
I mean, they have just found a lake on Mars, so, you know.
Do you think they've come to Earth?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Like, UFO sightings and stuff, that's presuming they've entered our atmosphere and they've come as close. But they haven't interacted.
I would treat the UFO that I saw as just something unidentified in the sky.
Right.
I wouldn't necessarily say...
So it could be a government thing.
Yeah.
And if it was extraterrestrial, it could be like a scouting thing or...
Could have been anything.
Yeah, colonisation.
But to me, in my head, I would always put it down as probably a government thing. I don't think I ever really put it down as... Maybe I did when I was younger, but maybe my imagination went wild. But I think I never put it down as anything more now. Then probably just the government
like
thing.
Drone testing years
yeah,
before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, there's nothing to say that. I mean, they were big. They weren't drone-sized. Yeah. They were massive.
Yeah, but technology then, they might have to be bigger.
Yeah, but yeah, I never, in my head now, I don't think that was aliens. Right. But then, when I think about what I think in terms of alien life, and I, you know, like I said, it would be stupid to not think that maybe somewhere something, but I don't know if that means that they would have come here.
Right.
I just think more like, you know... When you think about the whole parallel universe and stuff and everything like that,
yeah.
You kind of think, well, what's to say that there's not another planet which has life on it? Doesn't mean they're necessarily come to us and they build their technology better than we have whatever. But there's a lot of weird stuff that goes on.
There is.
And there's a lot of reasons to think that maybe they could have.
Do you think there's any aliens in there? I'm motioning my thumb towards the wedding disco. There's some unnatural movements on that dance floor, I've got to say.
Yeah, true. Well, I don't know, it's weird, isn't it, when you think about it, really? Oh, ooh. That's fucking scary. That's really creeped me out. I have to turn my lights on.
Just to explain what happened there in the middle of the talking, we were sitting in the car, all the lights went off, we're now sitting in the pitch black.
Yeah. I don't know how to turn the light on properly in this. It's new. Oh no. Oh, okay.
That's okay.
Even creeps me out more having the light on inside the car and not having the light on outside.
Yeah,
it's
creepy. Now just imagine something face against the glass.
I know. When you were asking me then creepy. Whether I think that they exist, and I was
really, you're thinking of a grey watching us from across the car park.
I've got to drive home. It's going to take me about half hour. I'm going to be by myself driving.
Yeah, I do. It creeps the shit out of me, but I find
driving
it fun.
Driving down the A5, which is essentially a very, very... Oh, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Something's happening. Something's taking over the car.
Shut up.
We're getting abducted. What would we do if we started, like, liberalising out of the...
I'd say keep recording.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, that would be an episode
in the
heart.
Can we stream this live?
Oh, it's all kicking off.
Oh. Fuck,
what's happening?
Okay. Right. Well, now apparently my light's back on.
Everything all right?
Yeah, we'll just sit here in the dark.
It's fine. There we go. Lights are back.
Well, Well, I think that was actually almost perfect.
Yeah, we had a bit of a moment there.
So at this point in the recording with me and Lauren, there was a lot of interference from something, we're not sure, possibly a mobile phone or a radio or something. But it interfered, you heard it a little bit, but it interfered with the audio too much, we ended up losing a lot of it. So that bit's been cut out, but it's going to pick up a bit later in the conversation. And as it comes back in, Lauren has just asked me what I think of UFO sightings and aliens.
Terrestrial. Like when I was a kid, I was like so interested in aliens and stuff like that.
Mm.
And then as I got older, I was sort of like, oh yeah, that's like what our stuff I liked when I was a kid. Aliens aren't around. Mm. There are things that really make me question it.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
The Disclosure Project is ridiculous to me. That all those guys from...
What's that?
We talked about it a long time ago on the show, but basically all the guys, loads of guys who used to work for like government agencies and stuff, mm-hmm. And military and stuff like that, after they quit their jobs or after their career ended, there was a whole court hearing on Disclosure where they all, loads of them, told stories of alien life and UFO cover-ups and stuff that they experienced whilst working for the government, whilst working for the military.
Oh, really?
And they had nothing to gain from it, other than to make themselves look stupid.
Yeah, other than to make
But they all, all these family men who worked for the government for all these years stood up in court and said, yeah, there are tunnels underneath the White House, there's alien life being examined underneath there, there's this, there's that. And I'm like, why would these guys say that?
It's weird, isn't it?
And that, to me, is the main thing that makes me question it. If you Google, like, alien disclosure, court hearings or something, you'll find loads of stuff about it. Mm. But that, to me, that's the biggest sort of thing.
Mm.
When me and Rick went to the Devil's Bridge, we witnessed something.
Yes.
Odd. And we couldn't have caught it on camera.
Right.
There's no way for us to show people it
because
of the nature of what we saw. It's not that spooky. Just the fact that we can't explain it is very...
And you both saw it.
Both saw it numerous times.
And you said to each other, did you see
it?
Yeah.
I saw it there, I saw it there, I saw it there. We saw it numerous times, this thing. But it's just the fact that we couldn't explain it at all.
Yeah.
No explanation. I'm like, okay, this is making me change my mind when it comes to things like UFOs, things like that. Because if we couldn't catch that, and there's no way for people to believe what we saw or show it, but we both know we saw this thing numerous times, and there's no way to explain what it was...
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think, what about all these other stories? People say, like, we've got no evidence for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now one of these guys who saw something and now can't give evidence of it.
Mm. Like, I really get annoyed with myself that sometimes I think about what we saw in the sky and it was, like, 1998. Like, we didn't have phones with cameras on and stuff like that. Like, there was no way that we were filming anything.
Yeah.
So it was just happening. Which in a way is kind of cool because obviously everything gets filmed and taken photos of nowadays and sometimes people just enjoy the things that are in front of them. But that's the sort of thing where you go, oh, I really wish that I'd filmed that.
Yeah.
Like when I think, because it's so vivid in my mind when I look up in the sky and see it and what they were doing. Obviously I know there's blurred lines and other things like what we talked about afterwards.
Yeah,
that actual bit of getting out of the car and looking at the sky and watching it is so vivid. And I think, oh, it wouldn't be good if we could just film that.
Yeah.
Just because then, you know.
It'd be great.
Probably look back at it and go, just a couple of planes.
So to answer your question, to go back to the question, UFOs, I think that the things that people see in the sky and they think are UFOs, like you, I want to rationally think, oh, it's government testing. I know they're doing all sorts of shit they don't tell us about. There's probably answers for all these. Mm. I don't think that there are aliens running around on the planet.
No.
I don't think there are, like... I really want to hear some stories that make me believe there are. And if listeners have got any, please let me know. Like, I want to know if you've seen an actual alien. That's fucking amazing. Can you please tell me that story? I'm very open-minded to listening to it. I can't imagine... I haven't heard anything in that
vein
that made me believe it.
You never hear a story like E.T. You know what I mean? You never hear a story of someone actually meeting an alien or knowing someone that they think might, you know...
And I don't know if he would have been abducted by aliens. I don't think they have. There's so many stories, and I haven't actually looked up too much into them. Maybe that is a proper episode that we could do, actually.
Definitely.
Properly, yeah, that's obvious episode. I can't believe we haven't done it. Like a proper alien abduction episode, like looking into weird abduction stories that people have.
Good.
God, I want to do that episode now.
Yeah, that'd be so
good. Okay, so the next paranormal after UFO sightings is alien abductions, yeah. If listeners, honestly, guys, we won't take the piss. I want to hear your alien abduction story. If you have been abducted or know someone's been abducted, please get in contact. I want to hear that stuff.
I think so does Lauren. Yeah, I do. I went through and watched all of the X-Files recently.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the middle of a rewatch of it.
So good.
I love it.
So good, and it did make me go, oh, wow, well, you never know, do you?
Yeah. Like, I'm in the middle of my rewatch.
You never know what's
right
going
now.
On with Scully.
Beck had never seen it.
Has she not?
So we're in the I've watched it. I've never watched it all the way through. I've only ever watched until like the end of series 6.
I haven't watched the newest series.
No, I've only ever watched up until like series 6. Mm. But I've watched it. Some of it I've watched through like twice, some of it only once. But I'm watching it through because Becca had never watched it. And she's like hooked on it.
Yeah, because you just reminded me of when, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Just jumping in one more time, I cut out a lot of the X-Files talk because it was just a lot of nonsense. But also, if people haven't watched X-Files, I mean, it is like a 20-year-old show. But if you haven't and you did want to watch it, I just cut out some spoilers and stuff. And also, we were talking about the episode in particular of X-Files called Home, which was originally too shocking for television. After it aired once, it had so many complaints, they never actually aired it again, or not for many, many years. Interesting fact, I think it was the first TV episode on American television that had a content warning before it as well. So if you want to watch a really dark episode of The X-Files, then check out Home, because that's the one we were talking about. Also, something makes us jump again, so enjoy that. Anyway, this is the end of the show now. Enjoy the last little bit.
And I even...
Is that what abductions are? Is it the government just fucking testing on people and then making them look like fruitcakes?
Yeah, and making it seem like alien abductions, because they don't want you to think that it was the government.
Yeah.
They'd rather say you were a nutter.
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh!
Fucking hell!
Oh, it's a sensor, it's them people.
Oh my god!
Right, okay.
This light's giving me a fucking heart attack.
So all the lights just came on. The sensors just came on. Okay, well, let's go back into the party. Well, we've had a good, interesting chat about.
That was good. Can't recommend it.
Great,
enough.
Go watch X Files. I'm sure a lot of people who listen to Weird Tales have watched the X Files.
But if you haven't, get on it.
Go back and watch it. And then that first series is astounding, and it's like.
So good.
This is the 90s, like these giant suits,
and they're bringing
giant
up the telephones
hair,
and they've got
giant technology. It is amazing. It's like watching a period drama from the early 90s.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's incredible.
So good, because I think he has the phone in the car as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so classic 90s. And he's got the floppy hair at this point as well. So good.
Brilliant. Series 2 is like hair is an issue in that series. Their hair is all over the place.
It is, yeah.
But yeah. It's great. Go watch X-Files.
Yeah. If you got anything from this UFO story, watch X-Files.
Right.
And there's one particular episode that is absolutely horrifying.
Yeah. Truth is out there.
Oh, you know, you've reminded me of that. I ain't going to be able to not think about that now.
It's
I'm
fucking
home.
Gross.
I'm at home alone tonight as well. You know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
It's creeping me out now. The light creeped me out anyway. Now I'm creeped out.
You're going home. That was the name of the town where that took place. Oh. Yeah, the name of the town where they're like, we don't get no trouble here in home.
Oh. Okay, if you never hear from me again, check under the bed.
Right, anyway, thanks for your story, Lauren. It was actually a really awesome story.
Yeah, I know, I feel like, it was all right. It was all right.
Spirit of three stars, the alien thing that took its form.
We're like a chicken gang, honestly.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.